American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. In a news conference today, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. talked about his campaign moving forward, and it includes endorsing Donald Trump.
In my heart, I no longer believe that I have a realistic path to electoral victory in the face of this relentless systematic censorship and media control. So I cannot in good conscience ask my staff and volunteers to keep working their long hours or ask my donors to keep giving when I cannot honestly tell them that I have a real path to the White House. Furthermore, our polling consistently showed that by staying on the ballot in the battleground states, I would likely hand the election over to the Democrats.
Former President Trump is to have a rally later today in Arizona and is to have a special guest. The campaign has not said who it will be, but some think it will be Kennedy. Members of the Secret Service are placed on leave as investigators probe the security failures that led to the shooting of former President Donald Trump. Fox's David Spunt reports.
We know that 5 Secret Service agents have been placed on administrative leave. We don't know how long that leave will last. We can tell you that of the 5, one of those people was an agent on former President Trump's personal protective detail in the former president's security bubble, if you will. The other 4 were from the Pittsburgh field office, including the special agent in charge of the Pittsburgh field office, which is significant for those who have been calling for accountability for those that were involved in that colossal security failure on July 11th in Butler, Pennsylvania. They have this now to point to.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell signaled today that interest rate cuts are coming soon, according to Fox Business. He did not go into specifics about the timing of when any rate cuts may occur. The Fed is scheduled to meet 3 more times this year in September, November, and December. Fox reports the Biden-Harris administration kicked off what critics call an amnesty program for illegal immigrants during the week of the Democratic National Convention. The U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services calls it Keeping Families Together, which will make an estimated 500,000 non-citizen spouses and another 50,000 non-citizen stepchildren of U.S. citizens eligible for parole. A border enforcement advocacy organization says it is a disgrace that the Biden-Harris administration lost track of more than 320,000 immigrant children who illegally crossed the border without parents. Here's AFN's Chad Groney.
The shocking statistic came from a Homeland Security Inspector General report released this week. It said that untold numbers of children who were released into the U.S. to, quote, qualified sponsors are now at risk of sex trafficking and forced labor. And one federal whistleblower said that she believes many of these vulnerable kids could already be in the hands of criminals and sex traffickers. Ira Melman is media director for the Federation for American Immigration Reform.
In addition to the fact that the administration has just opened the floodgates and basically invited people to send their children here unaccompanied, this is a disgrace that they have children who are coming into the country that they are obligated to make sure that they are not put in harm's way, just being released without any idea of who they're releasing them to, where they're going, and what they're doing after they come into the country.
And Melman says there needs to be accountability.
At every level, this is an absolute disgrace. Heads should roll. But in the Biden-Harris administration, that never seems to happen.
I'm Chad Groening.
Tropical Storm Hone continues westward toward the Hawaiian Islands, according to the Central Pacific Hurricane Center. A tropical storm watch is in effect for Hawaii County. The center of Hone is expected to pass near or south of the island of Hawaii, or also known as Big Island, on Saturday night. Here's Fox Weather's Kendall Smith.
On its current trajectory, it does look to stay really just to the south of the Big Island, but it is going to get awfully close. And so it'll brush the Big Island, and this is why it's going to be bringing in heavy torrential rain, especially for the windward side of the island, so the eastern half of the island, Hilo included. And then we also talk about the other impacts, not just the rain, but the gusty wind, like you mentioned as well, Michael, the rough surf, the rip current risk. We've got a lot of impacts.
And that's a wrap on news for this hour. Find more news at AFN.net. I'm Robert Thornton.